Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. What a joy it is to be able to come every week and just sit down and think about things that are going on, think about the folks that come to Bethel or just part of Bethel. It's really neat. And just thinking today. And this is Memorial Day weekend, and it's a wonderful time to think about memories. And I want to thank you all for the memories that I have since I've been at Bethel. Memories are pretty cool. And sometimes memories, sometimes we just don't remember everything we're supposed to remember. I always tease and say, well, I don't have Alzheimer's yet. I only got Halfheimer's because I only remember half of the time. But I was looking and I found a delightful, funny, off-Broadway play that is called Nuisance. And or Nonsense, maybe. It's either one. It's spelled N-U-N-S-E-N-S-E. Nonsense or Nuisance, but it doesn't matter what it was called. One of the main characters is a sister, or say sister, a Catholic sister, named Mary Amnesia, who arrived at her covenant and her habit, you know, the thing that they wear, they call it a habit, without a clue of her identity, remembering only that a very large crucifix had fallen on her head. Well, the Reverend Mother in the play once states about Sister Mary that she is a good building, but nobody knows if there's anybody at home. Wow. Well, to the end of the play, Sister Mary, while singing her name and her identity, and further discovers that she, now that she remembers who she is, won the publisher's clearinghouse. Well, it is sad when one's memory and identity is a tragic experience, and when we lose those kind of things. I know people that are in the memory care facilities because they really don't know who they are, and the family has to come and take care of them. It's really sad, but it's a very necessary thing because physically they're fine. It's just their memory is gone. You know, memory is something that connects us to the past, connects us to the present, and more importantly, connects us to the future. Now, this weekend and annually every May in this country, we celebrate and observe something that we call Memorial Day. Well, there's other countries that have something similar, and even the Confederate states have what they call Confederate Memorial Day. But we have these public and private rituals that help us to remember the values that we're trying to preserve and those who have preserved them. Thank God for history people and writers. But what does Memorial Day mean to us individually? And what does it mean to you? I think emotions are stirred up in us as we are reminded of our national heritage. I know still that when we sing the national anthem, it still gives me a sense of pride and understanding where we are in this country and the freedoms that we have. And what the memory of the past, you might believe, is worth keeping alive. Sometimes some of the stuff in the past is just, well, we find things, oh, I didn't know that happened. But some of the neat things we need to keep alive because it means so much to us as a living reminder of that which we preserve. And Memorial Day is when we honor and remember those who gave their lives in service to keep us free. And we remember them, but you know what else we need to remember is the families of those who were killed in service to their country or everything, because it affects everybody. And the people might be gone, or the person that we're trying to memorialize might be gone, but then we are, as the science saying says, we are left behind, and we need to remember those who are left behind. Now, I might be dating myself, but if you remember Bob Hope, he done so many USO shows. And at the end of the shows, he would sing, "Thanks for the memories." I think we've heard that a lot because he done, over the years, he participated and went and ministered to a lot of the military people. And he always would close his shows with, "Thanks for the memories." Isaac Watts wrote one of our hymns, and it was called, Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past, and Our Hope for Years to Come. It expresses the dynamic reaching back to the past that celebrate God's activity as so to enable us to claim God's presence now and for the future. Now, I think all of us have some perspectives on different things and the importance of memory, and that's we claim personally the past and the present and face the future with the richness and the insights of all of the perspectives that we have. Because we are what we remember. And while the past defers to the present and to the future, it's not to be discarded. Only those who know their heritage are qualified to be new pioneers in order to claim and inherit. Maybe someone from the past has to pass on something. I don't think that we do much of that anymore. What I used to love to do was family reunions and sit and listen to the family members and so forth talk about the things of the past and hand down some oral history of our family, you know. But the scriptures teach us that we have an inheritance which is undefiled. Jesus has gone on before us. We can't claim what isn't already there. But on Memorial Day, we remember many things. We will remember those who gave the supreme sacrifice that our land might be free and remain free. We remember the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we remember that great document penned on July the 4th, 1776. We remember not for nostalgia's sake or to be sentimental, but to be sure these great documents continue to guide and nurture us as a civilization called the United States of America, and to prevent us from becoming orphans. We are a people that are connected to a very great story. And that story is just unfinished. But the power of memory invites us to participate in the presence. There's a great Jewish writer of our time called Elihu Weitzel. And he teaches us that memory not only connects us with the past, but keeps us alive in the present. So as God's people, we encounter His power, His presence, and we experience the power and the presence of God in our journey. This is the great truth that we experience in corporate worship also when we celebrate Holy Communion. We remember and are thankful for what God has done for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So our collective memories can also help guide us as a church and a nation. We not only draw from that strength, but we also, by not repeating mistakes from the past. Now, that's easier said than done, because we know history, and sometimes we repeat things, and we don't remember. But those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. Well, I digress, because sometimes remembering can be a sad experience. Peter remembered that he denied Jesus, and what did Peter do? He wept. So at times you remember things in your own life. And that is one of the reasons that we tend to forget. We only want to remember the good things, usually. It's not that our memories are always poor, but certain memories embarrass or recall painful things from our past. But memory is a powerful perfume from the past in which we continue our connection to God's saving act in history. That's that blessed hope that we talk about. And I pray that we will not let others or ourselves forget what God has done in our lives and the lives of others, and doing what He wants to do through us carrying the gospel. So let us not take what is special, sacred, and holy and profane it. Now back to that little silly story I talked about, Sister Mary Amnesia. She recovered her memory and she realized that she won a great inheritance. And I pray today that as the scriptures reflect in our lives and some of the great hymns of the faith that we sing, we can also be reminded that we have a great inheritance, which is far more valuable than claiming the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstake. As a matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we're reminded that we, you and I, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you're God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Well, we recite the Apostles' Creed a lot, and it helps us to remember the Christian faith is all about. While that ancient statement does not contain all the truth of our faith, it contains enough to keep us in the right direction, and it connects us to the story. His story. And if we take His story and we put it together, it becomes a word that we know as history. That's His story, that's our story, and we are grateful to be a people that have experienced God's story and God's history, the saving grace. Well, this is about thoughts and prayers, and thank you for letting me ramble, but we also want to lift up the folks in Eudela, Texas, that school shooting. It's I don't have a comment on it or a commentary. All I know is that we need to pray for those people and pray for those families and even pray for the shooter. Now, he's dead, so you don't have to pray for him too much because he's experiencing a consequence of his action now. But as I mentioned earlier, there's other people that are affected, like his grandparents. And we pray for them. It's got to be a heart-wrenching experience in that whole little community. And we know God's grace is sufficient for all of us. So just keep those folks in prayer as they work through things, and that what they can hang on to the blessed hope. But Jesus said we're in the world, not of the world, so we got to deal with this worldly mess. And boy, our world's in a mess. Amen. So with that, I'd like to close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed Memorial Day weekend. It's not supposed to be about hot dogs and hamburgers and all that, but we know we do that and we travel around. But take time to remember to be thankful for those who went on before us. Amen.